Saint Padre Pio, and at least two spiritual children of his approved the poem. In 1967, a year before Padre Pio's death, a longtime spiritual daughter of his, Mrs. Alyssa Lucky, asked him in confession, "Father, I have heard mention of Maria Valtorta's books. Do you advise me to read them?" Saint Padre Pio responded, "I don't advise you to, I order you to." This quote is taken from a letter dated January 7, 1989 to Dr. Emilio Pisani, the editor and publisher of Maria Valtorta's works, and which was written by Rosy Gallardani, also a spiritual daughter of Saint Padre Pio herself. The book Padre Pio and Maria Valtorta has this letter in full, and also recounts several documented mystical experiences that Maria Valtorta had with Saint Padre Pio while they were both alive. Saint Pio was one of the holiest saints of the 20th century. His insight into the divine nature of Maria Valtorta's revelations is certainly most reliable, as he was a mystic who communicated often with Our Lord and Our Lady. He often had instantaneous spiritual insights, such as the ability to read hearts. He was a stigmatist, bilicator, and prophet. He obtained miraculous cures and other miracles for many people, and he had numerous documented mystical experiences with other people, as well as lived in the same country at the same time as Maria Valtorta, who herself testifies that she had mystical experiences with him, and who others testify that they have experienced or witnessed supernatural occurrences connected with Maria Valtorta and him.